Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of narrow AI. It sounds a bit technical, but I promise it's super relevant to all of us. Right. So let's kick things off by breaking down what narrow AI actually is. Think of it as specialized tools designed to do one thing really well, like ChatGPT or self-driving cars. Wait, so what you're saying is these tools are not like the all-knowing robots we see in movies? They actually focus on specific tasks? Exactly. Narrow. AI is like a torque wrench that can perfectly tighten bolts, but it won't fix your car's engine. It's not about general intelligence. It's about specialized capabilities. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So when we say which of the following is an example of narrow AI, like ChatGPT doing image recognition or AlphaGo playing chess, we're talking about tools that are great at specific tasks. Right? If you answered all of the above, you're spot on. Each of those examples demonstrates how narrow AI works. They excel in their respective fields but don't cross into others. That reminds me of the debate I saw online about AI taking jobs. It seems like people are worried about some robot apocalypse, but really, it's these specialized tools that are driving productivity now. Exactly. The hype can be misleading. Narrow. AI actually powers about 95% of current enterprise deployments. It's what's behind the scenes doing all the heavy lifting, and it often delivers about a 2.3x return on investment through targeted automation. Wow, that's significant. So you're saying that instead of looking for one AI to do everything, we should stack these specialized tools together. Yes, think about it. If you can find tools designed for specific tasks like writing, image creation, and analytics, you can create a workflow that really works for you. Got it. So if I'm a content creator, I might need a tool that generates catchy thumbnails instead of trying to use something that does everything. Right? Exactly. That's where narrow AI shines for creators. If you're working on thumbnails, you want a dedicated tool that knows what grabs attention, not a jack of all trades that struggles in that area. So going back to our quiz, what makes ChatGPT, AlphaGo, and self-driving cars all examples of narrow AI? It sounds like they're really great at their own things, but not much else. That's right. ChatGPT predicts text. AlphaGo excels at a complex board game, and self-driving cars process road data. They all showcase narrow AI because they focus on their specific tasks. So it's kind of like how I wouldn't use a hammer to fix a car, right? Each tool has its purpose. Exactly. And while they may seem limited, their reliability is what makes them so powerful. If I need to remove a bolt, I don't want an AI that overthinks it. I want a tool that just does the job. And I guess that's why we're seeing this surge in edge AI, huh? Tools running directly on devices for faster responses? Absolutely. Edge AI is all about processing data right on your device, which means you don't have to wait for data to travel to a server and back. We're talking about sub-100 milliseconds response times. That's a game changer. It feels like having your mechanic right in your garage instead of having to tow your car to the dealer every time like you mentioned earlier. Exactly. The faster we can get results, the more productive we are. Plus, with the global generative AI market expected to hit over $161 billion, the opportunities are growing rapidly. Jordan, it seems like even small and medium-sized enterprises are getting in on the action. They're adopting narrow AI tools at an impressive rate. Yes, small businesses are finding these specialized tools are saving time and money. It's not just for the big players anymore. So if someone wants to get started with narrow AI without being a tech genius, what's the best way to approach it? Great question. The barrier to entry is dropping. There are low-code and no-code platforms making it easier than ever to integrate these tools without needing extensive coding knowledge. So starting small, focusing on one bottleneck, like creating thumbnails or automating tasks, is the way to go. Exactly. Pick one area where you struggle and look for a specialized tool to help. That's the best approach. And to avoid falling into the trap of using one tool for everything, right? Like not trying to get a text generator to create images? Precisely. If a tool claims to do everything perfectly, skeptical. Good. narrow, AI tools excel at specific tasks. So what's the bottom line here? Is the future really about a billion little specialized helpers? Yes, the future isn't about one giant AI brain. It's about many specialized systems running efficiently behind the scenes, making our lives easier. That's encouraging. So next time someone brings up AI, we should focus on the practical applications instead of the sci-fi fears. Definitely. So remember, when someone asks about narrow AI, just share that it's about these specialized engines driving real-world applications. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.